FunFactory.com has partnered with Locker Room Talk and Shots. So when you use my special code SELS20, you get 20% off your Fun Factory purchase. Just head to us.funfactory.com and use my code SELS20 at checkout for 20% off sex toys, lube, massage oils, and more. Cheers.
Do the sex.
Welcome to Masturbation Monday with me, Annette Benedetti, your host for Locker Room Talk and Chats. This is your invitation to join me for coffee in bed and a candid conversation about the masturbation practice I'm developing to support my mental, physical, and emotional health and help manifest my dreams. Masturbation Monday is a guide to self-pleasure, better sex, and using the power of the pussy to open new doors to a better life. Ring loop. Today's Masturbation Monday topic is pussies on cam. Welcome to 2024 and happy new year, all you sexy, sexy beings out there. I am so excited to be focusing on this topic, pussies on cam. On New Year's Day, when this launches now, you may not be listening to it on New Year's Day, but this is going to apply year round. I had just a transformational masturbation practice this week, and yes, it involved my pussy on cam, and I'm excited to talk to you about it. This practice I am developing and sharing with you, this masturbation journey I'm on, is all about stoking the fires of my own libido, helping you do the same. It's all about finding my own sexy because I've said it before. You've heard it on the podcast. A guest said it. Go back and find the moment when it was said. Search through the episodes, but sexy is an inside job. And I am working on finding my sexy again. It faded last year. I'm finding it. I'm stoking the fires. I'm using the power of my pussy to manifest everything I want in 2024. And I am feeling optimistic, truly optimistic today. And I want to tell you what's really helped me this week. And it's all about putting my pussy on cam. I'm going to talk to you about how I did it, why I did it, why I think you should do it. I'm going to give you some tips and tricks to doing this yourself in your own masturbation practice so that you have the best possible experience. Yes, there are tips and tricks to this because nobody wants to look at their pussy pics and go, oh, the lighting was a little off or, whatever. We're harsh on ourselves, but I'm going to help you get past that. Now, obviously, for any of my cock owners out there that are listening to this podcast episode, Masturbation Monday is all about taking care of the pussy, using the power of the pussy. You clearly do not have one. That does not mean these episodes are not for you, especially if you're currently in a partnership with someone with a pussy or a vulva owner, a woman. But regardless, it is so important for people with cocks, men, to start understanding the woman's experience, the vulva owner's experience when it comes to sex, sexuality, how we're feeling when we're in bed with you, how we're feeling when we're just, you're trying to get us there, we're trying to get us there to where we really want to have the best, most amazing sex with you ever. So it never hurts to know more about what we're going through. Also, if you do have a partner that's struggling, you can maybe turn them on to some of these tips. But we're charging into 2024 feeling optimistic, at least I am. And I am excited to share coffee in bed with you and talk about putting my pussy on cam. So grab your cup of coffee and let's talk about masturbation. Cheers. This week, I did something I haven't done in a very long time. Very long time. Now, I'm not going to lie and say I've never done it before. But I mean, it's been a long time and it's definitely... I had a new experience with taking pussy pics this week. I decided that it was really going to be important to me to start loving on my body again. Every year, my body changes. I mean, that is just part of being a woman and aging. And I really felt like over the last year, I lost touch with my pussy, with my body, feeling like connected to my body. So a lot of the masturbation work I'm doing right now in therapy, I'm also in therapy because, you know, that's what we do to stay healthy. I'm working on being connected with my body. I used to take lots of nude pics, lots of pussy pics with my last partner, for my last partner. And that really had stopped as sort of my personal fire dimmed. And I gave it a couple shots over the last couple of months and it just wasn't working for me. I was uncomfortable in front of the camera. I felt uncomfortable, unbeautiful, unsexy. That's why I started this journey. This week, I set myself up for success. I decided I wanted to see her. I'm like, I want to know what's, because my sex drive, folks, since I started this practice, since I've really started focusing on my self-care and creating a space and a place to build my sexuality and my self-love back up again. Oh, God, I've been very, very horny. I have been masturbating a lot. And I was feeling really dirty. Like, I was just feeling really dirty and I wanted to be dirty. So I decided I'm going to try getting back in front of the camera, taking sexy photos. And specifically, I wanted to focus on taking photos of my pussy. A lot of women, a lot of people who have vulvas are extremely uncomfortable with their own anatomy. I will never forget this year. I was part of a play that involved monologues by women talking about their pussy and their sexual experiences. And one or two of the women got up and made comments in their monologues about finding their pussies ugly. One did a whole monologue on having shaved her pussy for her partner and being, I think she said, oh, it looked like a naked mole rat or something like that. That's something that stands out in my head. And I was like mortified by that, by such hatred for something that is so powerful and beautiful, right? But at the same time, here I find myself at the end of 2023, like really not in love with my own pussy, not having looked at it in a very long time. You know, I can look down at it, but it's not like a cock. It's not like the pussy is out front. So here's what I did. I got out some toys, some fun toys. I got out a ring light that I have. I created this nest of blankets and pillows, velvety material, beautiful material, cleaned up my space so it was looking beautiful. And before I turned the camera on, I got myself excited. I brought lube because lube is great on camera because it, you know, you use it all over your vulva and it makes it sort of glisten and look pretty. And of course, in the process of lubing up my vulva and my clit and everything, I got very excited. Here is the not fun part of the process, finding the angle. I didn't want my face in the pussy pic because I'm not ready for the upshot where you get the pussy on my face looking down at it. Like getting, making that sexy is really, really hard. I just wanted to focus on her and seeing her. What does she look like right now? So I found a little tripod. I got my lighting and it took a little bit to position the camera. Yes. There were moments when I was looking in the camera and I was like, oh, that is not a good angle. So that's where things start to get a little uncomfortable. And taking pussy pics really gets uncomfortable for people who haven't done it often when you start out. But I got the lighting on. I got the lighting right. So yes, that is going to be one of my tips for you. Good lighting. Just like when you're taking photos of your face, you know, you want good lighting. Bad lighting, bad pick. It's just the way it goes. So I put the fucking spotlight right on her, found the good right tone of light, because my ring light has the bright white, it has the soft yellow, the warm. And I found the one that I liked, and I just got in there close, laid back, and I have a phone. I can just yell at it. I can tell it to take a photo, and it does, or make a motion, and it does. And I got myself excited, and I started taking photos. And I started with photos just from the outside, you know, like normal photos. And then I actually took pictures so that I, you know, I spread my lips open. I made sure I could see my clitoris. And it was very exciting. And I got very turned on. And then I did something that I really haven't done in a very long, very long time. And I have not done often in my life, only upon the request of a partner. And it's always been very uncomfortable for me, but I decided to do videos. I was like, I want to see what I look like when I masturbate. Now, why would I not have started Masturbation Monday with this practice? I don't know. Of course, we should be seeing what we do that turns us on and gets us to orgasm, right? We do this thing, we masturbate. When we masturbate, we do this thing, but we aren't seeing it. It's all in our mind's eye. How important is it to see what you're doing, to actually see what spots on your vulva light you up? You may think, oh, it's my clit. But watching back, I recognized that there are other areas on my vulva, around my vulva, and inside my vagina that really get me hot. Now, so I did more than one session, to be clear. The first time I got on cam and masturbated and did the video, I used my fingers first, and then I used the Stronic Petite. It is a pulsator by Fun Factory. It has little waves on one end of it. I will make sure that there, well, it will be featured in the thumbnail of this podcast. I'll make sure that you can see it. It's small, it's G-spot oriented, and it pulses. It pulses kind of like a small thrusting motion. And so it thrusts right against your G-spot. Now, I did not for even a second think I would be able to orgasm while videoing myself, because you know, the number one thing that keeps women from being able to be orgasmic is that we get in our head and out of our body, intrusive thoughts about what our body looks like. And here I am videoing myself. And I thought, I thought that I would not be able to have an orgasm, which was fine. I just wanted to see. I just wanted to see. I was wrong. I had a fucking fantastic orgasm. Shocked me. Caught it on film, which was great, because I haven't seen myself come a lot. I guess that's another thing that struck me, is we don't often see and hear ourselves from the outside orgasm. And so I have to tell you guys, I was really afraid to look at the photos. I was really afraid to watch the video back, because I was like, oh my God, what if I sound stupid? What if I'm horrified? And then I'm like, oh, that's the experience my partner gets. I can never do this again with a person. But I was pleasantly surprised. And I'm not going to lie. First go around reviewing the photos, watching the video, the thing I recognize is right off the bat, I came into it, you know, with the negative thoughts at the forefront, ready to be like, I hate the way this sounds. But I looked at the photos again and again. I watched the videos again and again. And the more that I watched them, the more that self-hatred filter that we look through and experience the world through each day began to fall away. You know, we talk about rose-colored glasses. What we don't talk about are the other glasses that we wear all of the time while self-reflecting or self-viewing. We literally look at ourselves through a critical lens all of the time, sometimes a lens colored with self-hatred. But when you're able to drop that lens and see yourself objectively, listen to yourself objectively, as someone would from the outside, somebody who's wanting to have sex with you, suddenly you're like, oh, my pussy is actually really beautiful. Like, I was actually struck by its beauty and all of the things that I love about it, the coloration, the way that my hood comes together at the top of my clit. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It is beautiful. And I was kind of like, damn, if, you know, they got hand models, I could definitely be a pussy model. I know what you're saying, that, oh, that's what a porn star is, but whatever. Now let's get to the videos. The first time I listened, I instantly, because in my video, all you can see is my pussy being taken care of, which was sexy. The sounds of my pussy being taken care of, and then my voice, because obviously I was getting excited. And at first, my voice was like jarring to me a little bit. And I was like, oh, I'm going to hate this. But the more I was able to relax and watch back, the more I was like, oh, the sounds really turned me on. And it was as though I was just watching porn, somebody else. And I started to get turned on. I was getting turned on watching myself masturbate. It was so exciting to me that I had to masturbate again. So that was my first day's practice. I did this about 3 times last week, and I used different toys. I worked up to, so with the pulsator, I learned that little pulsing movement it makes, it basically just pumps in your hand right inside your vagina. Whew. That brings me to an orgasm, of course, with some clit stimulation as well. But I get a beautiful blended orgasm out of that. But I kind of wanted to work my way up and really see myself get fucked on cam. And I do have a thruster prime that was sent to me to review. And I'm going to have to do a review on it, because here's where things got really exciting and interesting to me. The last time I put my pussy on cam, I decided to work up to the thruster prime. And it's a workup thing, because it is definitely a larger toy. It is bigger than I would prefer to have a cock owner partner be. But it is, quote, a thruster / pulsator, basically pumps away. It's very loud. That would be the downside of this toy, is it's a machine. It's a sex machine. It even has where the power button is located. It looks like a set of balls, plastic balls, which I think is funny. But it pumps, it strokes, and it is very much like having sex with somebody. Here's what shocked me. I did not know how many hot spots I had deep inside me. I don't, when I masturbate, go deep. I rarely, this is something I am working on more, use toys that penetrate me, because, you know, I don't know why. I just don't. I guess that's not what I enjoy most in my self-masturbation practice. That may have changed this week. But I worked up to it. I think that I was feeling a little dirty, having like made a little porn that I was watching that was turning me on. And I was like, oh, let's get a little dirty. I used the thruster. I started with the Stronic Petite. Then I worked up to the thruster prime. And it takes a lot of lube and like taking care of yourself slowly. And oh man, I don't know I unlocked some new spots inside. I didn't even have to stimulate my clit. And what I think it was the excitement of videoing myself combined with whatever area. I know there's the A spot deep inside me and the P spot. I really didn't get into trying to identify what was going on because I wanted to stay in my body. But I was shocked that I was able to take my hand away from my clit. I did not need clitoral stimulation. And I came really, really hard. It was amazing and exciting. And I felt like I opened a new door to my sexual power and my access to pleasure. Here's what I really think happened. I think the toy is amazing. I think all of those spots are there. I think I fell in lust with my own pussy, with my own body a little bit this week. I love the sounds I made while I masturbate. And I'm not talking about my voice. I'm talking about the sounds of the lube against my vulva as I rub it. It's just hot. It's just hot. And then, of course, my voice. Like, my first listen was not exciting. It was embarrassing, and I was cringing a little bit. But as I listened more and more, I was like, fuck, that is hot. That is sexy. And the more I watched, the more I got turned on. And yeah. I wanted to fuck myself because I was into myself. Call it narcissism. Listen to me. Angry men, shitty men love to call women who take lots of selfies and photos of themselves narcissistic. Dude, if that's the truth, I encourage all of you women and vulva owners out there to be more narcissistic. Take photos of yourself. Fall in love with yourself. Yes, I'm talking about pussy pics, but this goes for your whole body. And I will be in my masturbation practice exploring, taking photos of other parts of my body, especially the parts of my body that I have abused the most, hated on the most, said the worst things about. But I do want to encourage you all to be narcissistic. We'll be right back. My code SELS20 is your key to kicking off the sexiest new year ever had when you use it at funfactory.com. Enjoy 20% off Fun Factory's luxury products, including vibrators, cock rings, lube, and more when you use my code SELS20. Check out the Vim vibrating wand. Yes, the one featured on this podcast thumbnail. Grab the nose vibrating cock ring and experience more simultaneous orgasms in 2024. And don't forget to check out their rabbit style vibes. I'm talking about the Lady Bi for toe curling blended O's all year long. Just fill your cart and use code SELS20 at checkout and enjoy 20% off when you shop funfactory.com. Cheers. Take lots of photos, take videos, watch them, be excited about your own body, feel proud of what you see, of the sounds you make, of how you show up on film, because understand when you are watching yourself, that is what a partner is going to get. That is the gift they are going to get. Understand your worth, the thing, the prize, the gift that you are giving someone else. And it is all coming from you. Oftentimes we look to our partners to give us that sexy feeling. We feel like sexiness. We feel like our sexual power, our sensual power is coming from someone else. Our access to pleasure is coming from our partner. I am here to tell you that is not true. It is all with you. It's all within you. You are in control of that, and you can have that. And when you choose to share that with someone else, it is an incredible gift you are giving them. And they need to be worthy of it continually, every time, in between the times they gain access to that. And I'm telling you, watching the videos, making the videos, taking the photos really made me feel empowered. So Here are my tips. If you want to embark on this adventure in the new year, which I'm going to encourage you to do, I'm going to encourage you to tune in Wednesday when our Locker Room Talk and Shots episode airs, our long-term podcast episode, because we are putting together, when I say we, it's myself and Lucy, Russian Dominatrix. If you've been listening for any time, you know of her already, but we are putting together a 2024 sexual resolution list for you, which is basically a sex bucket list. Obviously, this is going to be on that bucket list, but we really talk about why these sexual adventures that you can do by yourself or with a partner are important. But if you're going to embark on this in 2024, some quick tips. First of all, prior to taking photos of yourself or videos of yourself, I want you to do something that I think is very important. Create your space. Literally, before I embarked on this adventure, I spent a day and I went through my house top to bottom. And I basically recreated my whole space. Now, I live in a very small, like, one-bedroom/studio house. So that's what I did. If you just want to recreate your space, clean up your space so that it feels sexy and like a healthy, happy, sensual place for you, and that's one room, do that. I remade my life basically in one day from top to bottom. Set the scene. Get luxurious blankets, pillows. You're going to want to be comfortable. You're going to want to feel gorgeous in your space. That means your space needs to feel that way too. I personally, I've told you again and again, I'm right now as I talk to you, I am lying in a luxurious, velvety, fleece-covered bed with fluffy pillows and a soft, silky robe on. So set yourself up for success that way. Get good lighting. I mean, it's not expensive. If you don't have a ring light or some sort of lighting, a good lamp, just a good lamp will do. There are plenty of lamps out there that have dimmable lights and lights that change color. You don't have to get a ring light, but lighting is really important. Then prepare your body. Go and take a shower. Put on your favorite perfume. Smell good. Feel good. Look good. Put on a sexy pair of panties and bra if you want. I don't love wearing bra. I just put on my sexy robe. Then go get comfortable. Take some time to find the right angle. Something that really, I suggest just starting with a pussy, but like your pussy is like the only thing in the camera. Now, what worked best for me was laying all of the way back with the lighting on my pussy and the camera right there. So you could just see the vulva, maybe my inner thighs, but that's about it. It was the star of the show. Hopefully on your phone, you have some sort of setting for taking photos. Now, if you don't, something that you can do is just video and then pull still photos. I did both. I'm able to say, what do I say to my, phone? Capture, shoot, and it will grab photos. You can set timers too. That feels like it would take you in and out of the sexy experience. So that's where you start. Those are the basic things that you need. And then you need to relax. If you want to have a glass of champagne or a glass of wine or a cocktail ahead of time so you can kind of loosen up and get out of your head, fine. Do not have too much alcohol. Alcohol really disturbs your ability to orgasm. I really have severely limited my alcohol intake these days as I'm trying to like stoke my sexuality. And then take photos. Do it. Just do it. Understand that there are going to be some photos that are hard to look at. And maybe looking at them at first is going to be challenging. But the more you do it, the more comfortable you'll get. If you have a negative reaction right off the bat to your photos and videos, here's what I want you to do. I want you to store them away for a couple of days, if you have to, a couple of weeks, and then I want you to revisit them after you've given yourself some distance from the experience and look at them again. Sometimes when you have distance from the experience of taking the photo and then looking at the photo, those filters I was talking about earlier start to fall away. And then you start looking at yourself more objectively, like it's a different person. Love on yourself. Give yourself grace. That's what I want you to do. So this year, what I'm really hoping is you will take time to get to know yourself, your body. You'll masturbate with me. That sounds funny, but yes, I want you to masturbate with me. I want you to take some of these practices into your own life, and I want you to give me feedback. I really hope I'll start receiving messages from those of you that are listening to Masturbation Monday, and that you'll be emailing me at Annette@SheExploresLife.com and telling me what you think and how it's working for you, adding to my tips. I will share them with everybody else. I am hoping this year for you that you are able to put your pussy on cam and then watch it afterwards and get off on your own fucking amazing sexiness. So folks, here's to 2024 and harnessing the power of the pussy to manifest all of the things you want in your life. Abundance, abundance in love, abundance in pleasure, abundance in money, abundance in experience. That's what I'm wishing for you. And that's what I'm hoping that we can do together through our Masturbation Monday practice. And hopefully all of the things that you learn while listening to Locker Room Talk and Shots. Don't forget to tune in Wednesday to the Resolution Podcast. It is a fun one with Lucy. Make sure you check it out on YouTube. We have put together a phenomenal bucket list of sexy adventures for people who are vanilla to those who are kinky. So I will see you in the locker room then. Cheers. Ring loop. Bring sexy back in 2024 with hot lingerie, sensual body products, and adventurous sex toys from lovehoney.com, all at a 15% discount with code EXPLORES15. Embrace your inner bombshell with their gorgeous bra and panty sets, baby dolls, and corsets. Then explore your desires with their line of toys that range from vanilla is my flavor to tie me up and call me good girl daddy. And don't forget to treat yourself to a massage candle or a sensual body oil, all for 15% off with code EXPLORES15 when you shop lovehoney.com. That's right, 15% off on lingerie, sex toys, and more when you shop lovehoney.com and use code EXPLORES15 at checkout. Cheers.